This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and welcome to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to participate in the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming right up.
Hey Avi, I just wanted to say that your content has been great. I really appreciate it and it has been really helpful. And I just wanted to say thanks and have a great day.
Alfredo, thank you so much for that. And it looks like you haven't broadcasted in a while, or perhaps you never did. And I want to invite you to a call-in with me. I'd really appreciate it because I'm kicking off our Welcome Wednesdays on Tuesday. This was an idea that our friend Dr. Dan had, as well as Simon, who's promoting it, and I think it's a tremendous idea, and I want to add to the concept. Not only do I want to promote people and introduce people that are in the new ad list, okay, people that have just come on the Anchor, but I also want to invite them to have a brief interview. It's not going to go long. It'll go 5 minutes. And we will be able to introduce you to the communities that we have already developed. And people can learn about your interests, about why you're here on Anchor, and why you are here to broadcast or not. Doesn't matter whether you want to broadcast or not. You are a fabulous listener to begin with, and everyone should be when they first come on so they can get an idea of who's around, what styles they use, so you can enhance and build your own approach, right? So this is what it's all about, and I invite you to call in. If you just simply tap the record button and look for me, I favorited your station. Now, everyone is required to favorite the person that they would like to call. All right. So if you want to call me, I have to favorite you. And if I do that, you can call me. And that is what it's all about. So I'll be favoriting you. If you favorite me, we can call each other. And that will build the community. People will build friendships. People will build alliances. And we'll bring in a really huge welcoming committee. So this is all about building community, enhancing the partnerships here on Anchor, and making people feel welcome. And new people will not be new for long if we all reach out to them and do that. So if you've been here on Anchor, you have a station, you're broadcasting, go grab some new people tomorrow, Wednesday, Welcome Wednesday, and make it happen for you, make it happen for them, and people will love the fact that they're going to meet so many new people tomorrow. And every Wednesday, we're going to repeat the process, and we'll refine it and make it our own and make it better each and every week. How about that? I'm looking forward to it. Call in, let me know you're interested in the concept, and let me know you'll be doing it so people can follow you and people will be able to do Welcome Wednesday all around Anchor. We're going to build a really great community starting tomorrow, starting today. Thank you, my friend.
Hi.
Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, and you?
Fantastic. Alfredo, I want to welcome you to Anchor. How long have you been at Anchor, Alfredo?
The last time that I was on Anchor, it was about a year ago, I think.
Oh, wow. And you just came back?
Yeah, this year I came back. Yeah, now I just
It's terrific. Isn't it a fantastic platform now that it's version 2 and all the different enhancements? Have you found it to be that way?
Yeah, it's great. I really like your content. I've just been hearing it, and it's like really great.
Well, thank you. And I'm here to promote you right now because we are doing this thing. We're kicking off tomorrow. It's called Welcome Wednesday. And I wanted to make sure that people knew about you because I thought it was tremendous that you took the initiative to call in and say hello and thank me for my content. You didn't have to do that. You just say hi. That's always good too, but I really appreciate that. And tell me, where are you located?
I'm in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. How cool is that? Yeah. And what are you interested in? What do you think you'll be doing here on Anchor? Are you here to broadcast again, or are you just here to take in the content and listen and make some friends?
I think I'm here to just hear content and support the people and stuff.
I think it's fantastic. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it's terrific because everyone that broadcasts is here to be able to share their ideas with other people, and they need people to listen. Now, broadcasters can listen to other broadcasters, and I encourage that they do that. But there are also people, and just like in radio and TV, not everybody broadcasts, not everybody's on TV. They have a huge audience of people that are there to learn and to gain friendships and you know, reach out like you did. I think it's terrific. So
thank you, Avi.
I appreciate it, my friend. So what do you do for a living? Or you don't have to say, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Well, it's like a story, you know, because actually last year I dropped out of school and stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but it was because there were like not there were. There were no adaptations like for me and stuff. And, yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Because I have a special condition, you know. So.
Okay. Sure. Of course. You know, I think it's a challenge in many respects because there are some incredibly intelligent people that I've met that had not completed school. And you know what? You don't have to complete school to accomplish great things in this world. And there are people that are capable of influencing others with their backgrounds, with their experience, and being able to support other people through their knowledge of whatever their real life experiences have been. And oftentimes a school, especially today, school does not always accomplish the necessary fundamentals to make people successful in this world. I wish they really could change their curriculum because there's so much more that a school could do to enhance the interests of students, as well as build the ability for people to be productive in the world. You know, schools oftentimes prepare you for work world. They don't prepare you for the real world. They don't prepare you to be entrepreneurial, and they don't prepare you to manage money. They don't prepare you to be able to do the things that are fundamentally necessary. Now, some teachers take it upon themselves to be really, really good at that. And they introduce topics that can really build the interest. And if you find a teacher like that, that teacher's gold to you. But many, many situations don't allow for that because teachers are designed to prepare you for certain tests that have to go out and state requirements and things of that nature. So I'm fully with you, my friend, and I wish you a lot of luck. I'm not going to keep it too long, but I certainly welcome you here. I favorited your station. I see you favorited mine. I do appreciate it, and thanks for calling in. Call in anytime, okay, my friend?
Thank you, Avi.
This is Alfredo, gang. I want you to, you know, make sure you greet him when he comes to your station. Let him know you love him because he's a good guy. Thanks, Alfredo. Have a great day.
Thank you, Avi. Bye.
Bye.